surprised to learn that that was the first time DeMarcus has ever been a player of the month. He got defensive player of the month today.
For the AFC?
Yeah, but not AFC, but that was the first time and ever
getting it.
Oh, yeah?
And he's got like 100.
That's
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, he's 7-time All-Pro, you know. I mean, it's crazy. You know, sometimes people just don't get it right, you know. They just don't get it right.
When we look at your numbers, you don't have the sacks, but your pressure totals are insane. Is it just a little bit of bad luck that the ball's coming out soon?
I mean, I don't think it's bad luck. I mean, we're doing pretty good on defense. We got I don't know the numbers, but, you know, I think we holding leading the league in amount of yards they get in a game, you know. Right. I don't keep up with that stuff. I see Eric over there. No, I don't keep up with that stuff, but I know we're doing good on defense, and I know I have my role, and I know I've been doing my job. There's always more I can do, and I feel like it's more I can do. Everybody on defense. But out of three games, I feel like, you know, we feel pretty good where we at right now.
When a teammate gets an award, you guys all take pride in that?
I mean, with DeMarcus?
Yeah.
I don't know if – I mean, I some teammates is different. But with me, with DeMarcus, I feel like he should get player of the month every month. The way he comes here, you know, every single day, especially at 33, with all the amount of money that he's made and all this and that, he's still coming here every day like, you know, he a rookie. He come in here, write notes, you know, pay attention, scout the other team. He's still coming here like he don't have 130 sacks. So he get player of the month for me every month.
Speaking of money, did they get you fined for that hit on last week against
No, I mean, no.
No, you good? Okay.
I mean, I don't want to bring nothing up, but, you know, as far as I've been good so far. So.
Is there a fine line with the defense when, in terms of the penalties, where you want to be intimidating and aggressive, but you also
– I mean, when you really watch the penalties, it's not like – we're doing the stuff, like, on purpose. It's not like we're going out here trying to intentionally go after guys and try to hurt guys. So, right. You know, I think it's just timing of the flags. You know, teams are going to get flagged, but the timing, you know, one after another, and they go down and they score on those drives. So, we got to definitely got to cut out. The penalties are just bad in general. We got to cut that out. But I think the timing of them is even, you know, worse than that.
How unique of a challenge is Adrian Peterson?
I mean, for a defense, for us to be a defense that we know we gotta we gotta go in here and we gotta play our best against AP. AP, he's gonna make plays, and you know we gotta limit those 60 yarders and those 80 yarders. We gotta limit those, but you know he's gonna make plays. There's never been a running back like him in the league, so he's gonna make plays. But you gotta keep him down to a minimum.
When did you first know of Adrian? Was it when he was in high school, or when did you first know?
I knew Adrian Peterson when he was at Palestine High School running track.
Okay.
I first saw him running track, and then I was like, he's real good in football too. And that following season, he went out there and killed it. And the year after that, he killed it again. And it was even talking to him trying to go to the pro straight at high school. So he definitely a legend in Texas. But I first, you know, found about him through track. He was the same type of Adrian Peterson he is on the football field. He was the same way on the track, too. He was really, really good.
100, 200?
Like, he ran a 100-meter dash. And he was really good, 100-meter relay. He was the relay, so. he was really, really good. They were still contending just with him, you know, running the fourth leg. He'd bring him all the way back. So, yeah, he's a legend in Texas for sure.
Do you think he could have gone straight to the pros from high school?
Playing football? Yeah. Yeah, I really think so. I thought you were talking about track. Yeah, he definitely can do that. You know, he was even talking about going and running track, you know, not too long ago. So, you know, he's a tremendous talent on and off the football field. And, you know, we definitely going to have our hands full going in there trying to stop him. But if we want to be the defense that we know we can be, we got to go in there and do it.
Does being on the edge with AP on the other side, does it change your mindset at all going into the game individually or not?
With AP or D-Ware?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of getting up.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Adrian Peterson, he's their best guy. You know, whenever you're going against a team, and you want to try to, you know, stop their best guy from doing what he normally does. So that's their best guy. You know, we want to go in there. We're definitely conscious of getting up the field and creating those lanes for him. So, you know, he's their best guy. It all moves with Adrian.
As a pass rusher, how conscious do you have to be of Bridgewater's ability to make plays happen on the ground?
I think you know he scrambles, but I think, you know, first and second, he wants to throw the ball. You know, his third resort is running. And even when he runs, he's still not trying to, you know, go score. He's just trying to, you know, get some yards to get down. I think he's more of a passing quarterback. He has a great arm. And, you know, we definitely can't let him beat us with his arms. If we got him out right there running and doing all that stuff, then we're doing our job.
How much does DeMarcus' study in the way he watches film help both of you on game day?
I mean, because he does enough studying for, you know, about four or five of us. So, you know, it definitely helps me, not only me, but everybody in the meeting room. He, you know, he can watch, he watched film for like three or four plays, and he'll have a tendency right there. And okay. He'll be like, you know, the quarterback is lifting his hands. He not really, he'll always have something just off, you know, a one or two plays. So just off his experience and seeing these guys play and seeing stuff happen, he just off top, he just knows what to look for. So having him in the locker room has definitely helped all of us.
Can he relay that info to you in real time in the game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's always. Yeah, it's a language that he can speak with me that he can't speak, right, you know, with the rookies. You know, when it's advanced when he come in there, he'll come in there, he'll start speaking like Chinese. And even me sometimes, you know, I can't really get it. But, you know, I know what he's talking about. And, you know, he knows all the plays. So I can, it's in a game where I second guess myself, I ask him. You know, he'll know. That C on his chest, he definitely earned it for a reason. He knows enough for me and him.
Are you at that point? Do you think you can get to that point where you'll be able to do the exact same things with young guys as they come in?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was at that point this year. But, you know, D. Ware, that's our guy. You know, he's been doing it for I don't know how many years. So, you know, we're gonna ride with him. And, you know, he definitely helps us all out there when he's out there.